This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Braintree. If you're working on a mobile app and searching for the right payments API, check out the Braintree V.0 SDK. With one simple integration, your customers get every way to pay. To learn more and try out the sandbox, go to BraintreePayments.com/morningstream. Coming up on TMS, the family in photos.
What's with that big Pokemon thing in Star Wars?
Snakes on a beach.
Naked lady trashes the subway.
I was going to make a Jared joke, but I won't. Jefferson has a secret lad.
Major spoilers.
V for video games and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
You know, that pizza would taste a whole lot better with a glass of wine. You guys care for a sip?
No, thanks. We're too young.
The Morning Stream. Because knowing is half the battle.
All right, we're back. Did you recognize that clip, by the way?
Oh, yeah, that's Mr. Carlson working in the bicycle shop, trying to get a little Arnold action.
A little Utah connection there. He's a Utah native, Mr. Carlson is, a.k.a. Jordan Gump.
Gordon Jump, really.
What'd I say, Gordon Jump?
You said Jordan Gump.
Did I say Jordan Gump?
You said Jordan Gump.
We're not even 2 minutes in.
Which is funny because Jordan is also a Utah connection.
Oh, it is. Oh, right. I live in South Jordan.
Jordan, right.
Yeah. My phone is buzzing like crazy. Let's see what's going on. Oh, it's Corinne. Okay, no big deal. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everyone, calm down.
It's just Corinne.
Rinny. Yeah, it's Corinne. It's Rinny. Is that what she goes by? I hadn't heard that before.
I think I heard somebody call her that once, or she talked about somebody calling her that, and I think it sticks.
I think, yeah, I like Rinny. It. We're gonna
hey,
do it
Rinny.
We're going to do it from now on. Yeah. Hey, everyone, it's The Morning Stream. It's TMS for Monday, October 19th, 2015. I'm Scott, that's Brian, and we're here to do what we do. What is it we do exactly? Can you?
We sit here and we tell poop jokes.
Great.
And then there's me.
I'm in. I'm all in on that. So let's catch people up to current. Let's tell them what's happened since Thursday.
Okay. Tina's still gone.
Oh, that's right.
I still haven't burned the house down.
Let's do a little check-in on that. How's the food situation? Is it all takeout? Like, what are you doing?
No, I made chili. I made very, very spicy chili last week, a big pot of it, which is good because that stuff lasts for a couple days, right? Yeah, you've got some leftovers for a couple days. Yeah. I ran out of chili powder. So you brown the meat and you put the chili powder in there. Ran out of it, so I substituted cayenne pepper. Mm-hmm. And, you don't want to use equal amounts, whatever your recipe called for chili powder, you don't want to use that much cayenne. Fortunately, I didn't, but I did use enough to make this thing pack a punch.
Oh, you did a little bit of a kick. All right. Well, then I'd say you're still on a pretty even keel here with her gone. I think you're doing all right.
Yeah. Today, I'm going to figure out the washing machine.
Dude, I don't even dare go in there. I don't know what that thing is.
Otherwise, I'm turning my underwear inside out.
Yeah.
Wearing it again.
By the way, I didn't know. So you had told me last year that Fargo was good, right? You told me.
Yes, I told you.
What you didn't tell me was that there was a major role in the show played by a dryer. That a dryer in the basement would have such an effect. Because what I didn't, the first bits with it made, I get it. It was part of his frustration. But as the season went on, you would hear it. Just him hanging out somewhere or being in the hospital, it would be in the background of like
a telltale dryer.
It's kind of awesome, the use of that. Right. Oh my gosh, that show!
It's so good. Yeah,
it is.
So
I'm not done with season one yet, but I freaking love it so far.
Season two is shaping up to be pretty damn good, and you finally got to that connection point. That's the other text I think you sent me was you finally got to where the movie and the TV show overlap.
Yes, I got there as soon as I saw him look to the right. And immediately the scene looked familiar. I went, it's that big long fence with nobody around. And it's the little red thing.
And it's the ice scraper.
It's the ice scraper.
No earthly reason for being there.
It was after he got shot in the face.
Right.
Oh my gosh, dude. I got really I got way too excited at that point.
Yeah.
Anyway, nothing about it. I don't want to talk about that. Here's what I want to talk about. We took the kids to the canyon yesterday. Up in the canyon, if you were going towards Snowbird, that's where we went.
Yeah, okay.
And we were down toward the base of the canyon, but this time of year, people don't know this about my fair state, but this time of year, not unlike New England, because New England's known for its crazy colors during the fall, right? Just all the leaves turn yellows and oranges, and it's just, you know, that's supposed to be the domain of, you know, Connecticut and
sure
long walks in Vermont.
I think of it as the West as well, because I mean, you know, I've grown up here as well. Driven, you know, the past tense of grove.
When you grow and drive at the same time.
That's right.
You're driving.
I mean, you know, that happens out here too. So I've never felt like that was a specific to the Northeast thing, but do go on.
It is not exclusive to them, absolutely. I just think people think it is. A lot of people think it is. But you and I know better, because we live in a place with lots of tree life, and
watching
we know what's
up. Watching the aspens turn in October, September.
It's amazing. It makes you want to hear, who sings that Aspen Groves song? You're a grandma's featherbed guy.
John Denver,
that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Why I thought of two of his more obscure songs and not the more mainstream ones, I don't
Rocky
know.
Rocky Mountain High.
Right.
Or Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Right.
Or
any of those.
Yeah. Almost Heaven.
Yeah.
West Virginia.
Yeah. Mountain
Mama. Right near Shenandoah River.
He died in a plane, right?
He did.
That's jet plane song.
It's an irony. Sad
deal, yeah. So anyway, we go up there, and it is just a tapestry of gorgeous colors, fall colors. Just unbelievable. And everyone will see this when I put my family photos up. In fact, I put up kind of a preview one on Facebook and Twitter, so you can kind of see what it will look like. It's not the final. It was a photo. It was an iPhone photo of my daughter's camera's preview pane. So it's not like the fanciest way to do
it. It's a picture of a picture.
But it's gorgeous.
It's
and
the equivalent of somebody videotaping the television.
Exactly.
On YouTube. Yeah.
So while we're up there, this is just what happens to me. I'm never in a normal situation where something weird doesn't happen. So we're up there. Everyone's having a good time. We're taking these great photos. We're all color coordinated. Everybody looks great. Having a great time. We're going to dinner after. Just stoked to be with the family. Good times all around. But one little... So we're kind of at a little spot where there's a little fire pit bench and table and grill thing, like a public campy thing.
Picnic area, sure.
That's small, so it'd be like for a family to come use. That's just kind of up the path from us. So they're within, you know, earshot. And I look over there, and it's a guy probably in his 50s, sitting on one side of this table, eating from a giant bucket of KFC.
Okay.
On the opposite table from him is somebody who looked like they were in their teens, maybe 17-year-old, also male, looked like Filipino.
Okay.
And had the tightest leather pants on you've ever seen in your life. Like tight little teeny tiny little pants on.
Leather pants, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, leather pants. And the guy on the other side, the 50-something guy, had like, you know, some flannel shirt. He's kind of disheveled, kind of hanging out all over the place.
Sure.
This other guy, though, had the tight leather pants. His hair was perfectly coiffed and kind of an Elvis-like thing, and slicked back and shiny, kind of. You could see the hair was shiny. And I was really noticing this, right, by the way. Mm-hmm. And he had a shirt on that had like little weird sequency things on it. And as the time went on, we're taking pictures. I kept glancing over there, and they kept glancing at us. And they're just diving into this bucket of chicken.
Right. Enjoying those 11 herbs and spices.
Yep. And I couldn't figure out what exactly was happening there. Like, it just seemed a little odd to me. And I thought, well, whatever, man. It's probably just some relationship. Like that one in the movie theater with the 19-year-old black guy and the 63-year-old woman in the wheelchair.
That makes me want to touch your boobs. That one,
not yes. Here, she says. Anyway, yeah, those people. So I just thought, oh, it's one of those. It's just one of those relationships that I can't explain. It's fine. They seem...
Sure.
They
it is true, though. You see these people and you kind of want to put a backstory to them and say, how did they get here? And what are they to each other? What's their relationship?
I think human beings desire a story so much that we fill in the blanks and we just can't help it.
And we make up our own blanks.
Yeah. And I am clearly doing that with these people because I don't know. I didn't talk to them or anything. But then it gets weird, okay? Now, this is where my brain stopped and reality kicked in.
Okay.
As we're leaving, they leave about the same time. And he takes this bucket of chicken, puts it in the big, they have one of those big outdoor industrial can things in the park. Throws that in there. They clean up their stuff. And they start to walk back toward where their car is, parked at the side of the highway thing or the whatever that is, the road up the canyon. And he picks up the Filipino in his arms and carries him kind of threshold style all the way back to the car. Now, the Filipino walks just fine. He was walking all the time. He kept walking around the table and, you know, he was moving around. So I know he's not immobile or something. So this guy carried him like it was the wedding night to the car and put him in the back of this Suburban. Or not Suburban, Subaru, sorry. Yeah, back seat. This is the other weird bit. Back seat of the Suburban. Laid him in there, shut the door, got in the car, and drove away. Not Suburban. I said Suburban again. Subaru is what I meant to say. Subaru. Little small Subaru hatchback.
Subaru.
I don't know what to make of it.
Okay. That the whole carrying him and laying him down in the back seat and then up and in the front. That's a whole new wrinkle to this whole thing.
It was really weird. And he was wearing, and now that I saw him out in the open, his shoes were these, the boy. I can only call him a boy because he looked about 18, 19.
The younger, sure.
The younger one had shoes that looked like sneakers, except they had a really thick sole, almost like high heels style. Okay. And the shoes were all sequiny, like little shiny, flashy red and pink stuff gotcha. Going on there, okay. Which all is right. fine. But again, it felt like, I feel like I was in Vegas for a minute. This felt like a Vegas scene to me.
Sure.
But here we are in this nice, serene canyon.
The canyons of Wasatch.
Yeah. We're mostly, I see families everywhere up there for picnics, and there are people all in their hoodies and chilling out and, you know, just having a nice little time and little kids and whatever.
That's basically what you saw. I mean, you saw, you know, a couple out having a nice picnic and ending it with a romantic carry back to the car.
I worry that what I witnessed might have been human trafficking with Stockholm syndrome going on. That's what I worried about.
Just because he's so much older, you think?
Yeah, all my racist things kicked in. He's so much older, number one. He's a white male. This is a smallish, skinny, young Filipino boy. And I just had this gut feeling that there was something weird going on. So to this day, to this moment, I really don't quite know what to make of it. But man, I was grateful that it was there because it cracked me up and I had a good time with it. So there's that.
Interesting. All right.
Brian, what's up with the Death Star 3.0? Do you see this poster?
Do
you see
this? Okay. Yeah, I think it's kind of cool looking. It kind of reminds me of like a little bit of a HAL 2000 thing going on with that red light.
Well, I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that.
Why is that moon shouting?
That's no moon. There have been a lot of consternation on the internet about this poster because it shows what looks to be some sort of planetoid shaped Death Star wannabe thing. Mm-hmm. And some are like, wait, are we seriously going to make another Death Star in this movie? Are we really going to go and just kind of repeat that again? Well, and I don't know. I don't know a thing about it. It looks like a Pokeball to me. It looks like you got a big Pokemon in there.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, the I'm pulling it up again because I want to look at it. It is really cool though how it's more protected. They've kind of figured out, oh yeah, I guess if we put walls. Well, I guess
it's like a little. There's like a plasma shield around it or something.
Yeah, it's to keep crap out of the trench.
you may cover our trenches when ready. Because basically last time, think about it for a second. Whoever's left in the Empire, they're probably sitting around going, all right, look, we could make a list of all the things we did wrong, but let's just move. Let's think forward here. We got to build another Death Star. Why? Because we want to blow up entire planets. Why? I don't know. It's just what we do. Well, what's the problem with the last one? Well, we had a hole that Luke could shoot through. Well, let's cover up. Let's plug that hole. Put a plugger in there. Little cork in there. Space cork.
Right.
And then let's not have any trenches this time, guys. What do you think? Oh, you mean a big smooth outer layer? Yeah, how about that? How about instead of basically creating 1,000 New York cities all crammed together on the surface of this thing, how about we just smooth it out? Yeah, that's a good idea as well, Bill. Can we also have some of those little robot droids running around the halls that look like tiny little boxes that get scared of Wookiees? Yes, we can do that. We can bring those back. I'm pretty excited. I don't care what people say.
So it would have been smart, though, if they would have made, instead of a big circular trench that goes around the outside, if they went zigzaggy, like kind of like Charlie Brown's yellow and black shirt, because that would be really hard for an X-Wing fighter to navigate through and keep turning and keep turning.
Oh, left, right, left, right. Ah! Exactly. I can't do it. I'm done. Pull up. I can't do it.
I can't turn.
I'm too fat. Okay, so here's the other thing I noticed. No Luke Skywalker on the
poster. Yeah, a lot of people were mentioning that, and yeah, what does it mean?
You got Indiana Jones down there looking crispy. You got what's her name with a hairdo that I can't explain? Leia.
Leia, right? You got Chewie, or you got C-3PO and R2-D2.
Yeah, Chewie behind her, behind Leia there. You got all your new people everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you got your, that's it.
That's it. Millennium Stormtroopers in various shapes and sizes.
Yep, some X-Wings. Yep, some X-Wings. Phasma down there hanging out. Yeah, he's nowhere to be seen. So some have suggested, well, maybe he becomes the Dark Jedi Swordman. Right. But we know who that is. That's the guy from Girls.
Right. He's Adam Driver.
That guy. Right. That weird potato head looking guy from Girls. He's in it. And then who's the Luke could be the little fighter guy. That's not him either. I can't think of his name, but he's other guy.
Jack Porkins Jr.
Yeah, he's the one in the trailer where they're flying across the lake and he goes, "Woo!"
Exactly.
Like that.
I think maybe my thing is that there's so much speculation. It's probably just the fact that there's not going to be as much Luke in this thing as we're led to believe by the initial teaser, by the, it's going to be probably just like a little short cameo bit. New dude, Finn is going to meet up with him, maybe learn the ways of the Force real quick. cake and Force training and blue milk.
Okay. And then, look, if he is not riding in a little backpack, or no, if Luke isn't in a little backpack on top of Boyega's back, then I'm out. Forget it.
Oh,
no
man.
Sale.
Why have you not made that into a? why have you not made that into a piece of art?
Writing it down now.
Yeah, that's
this
brilliant.
Right here, boy. Hold on, Luke in a backpack. Okay, great. That's something. anyway, so there's that. We'll talk more about Star Wars when Steven comes on. So
right.
There's no spoilers to give, folks. We don't know anything about any of
this. Yeah, exactly. So. This is the great thing about Star Wars. We can't spoil it. We're with you.
No, it's like fruit that never goes bad, so don't worry about it.
December 23rd or 22nd or whenever we come back from the show after the weekend the movie comes out. Uh-huh. No guarantees, no promises.
Yeah, we're not going to guarantee anything. Brian, I know that you are a maker now. You're basically a maker.
I'm a 3D man.
Yeah, you're 3D printing everything. I also see some interest in a Raspberry Pi. We'll get to that in a second, but tell me about your Hulk print.
All right, so I tweeted this thing out, but the first big thing I've printed on the new printer, I did a little Hearthstone key to kind of get leveling and kind of experiment a little bit with some of the finer settings in Cura, the program I use to send the G-codes to the printer. Now, for reference, this is the Red Hulk that I'm holding it up to the screen. I'll talk about it for those who listen to the podcast. The Red Hulk I printed back on the old printer. Yeah, and it's
tiny Hulk. He's a tiny little Red Hulk, man.
It's a tiny little Red Hulk with printed in this style that is... full of holes, like it's like spongy, almost like a wireframe Hulk. Yeah. And this thing is about 3.5 inches from one fist to the other fist, which is the widest point.
Okay.
For reference, this is the one I printed.
Oh my lord!
The weekend. I'll hold these two up together, and this thing, this is just full size from whatever the however the. The thing was set up.
It's the same 3D model, right?
It's exactly the same 3D model, but I've printed it at full size. And this thing is about 6.5 inches from one fist to the other fist.
Wow. But you could do like the legs.
I could if, nobody built that part of it.
Oh.
Well, I'd have to build it.
Right.
This is somebody's uploaded design. And, but this thing really came out cool, and there's enough of a gap on the bottom that I'll be able to kind of put a light in here and have a really cool little desk ornament kind of thing.
You should get one of those LEDs that mimics a flame that flickers. You should get one of those.
Just have it inside the
hole. Yeah, it'd be like Halloween in there. That's right. That's awesome.
Yeah. So
I'm excited, dude. Man, how long did that take? So for the record,
the little one. In the old printer probably took about 3 or 4 hours. This new one only took about 7, and I'm experimenting with speed on the new printer because different speeds have different effects. If you print really fast, you are putting another layer on top of the previous layer when it may not have cooled enough yet for it to receive it, to connect to the previous row.
Are you ever worried that if you turn up, I guess this is what you'll experiment for, but if you turn up speed and then you leave for 8 hours and you come back, that you were supposed to have Red Hulk, but what you end up with is like a nightmare.
Box of red spaghetti. And that is exactly what happened over the weekend with another print. Yeah, it was. Okay. And that was at 100% speed, so I'm just going to kind of play around and go, you know, increments. But
it's interesting they even have 100% speed when that's going to be a place of spaghetti. You know what I mean?
Well, there are other factors. You know, if you turn the heat of the hot end, the element that actually extrudes the plastic, you can play around with that and have a cooler temperature, still melting the plastic, still creating the thing, but you can go at a higher speed that way because the plastic will be a little bit cooler. It'll cool fast enough that it'll compensate for the higher speed.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So you've got control, which is the main thing you want.
I've got control of all that stuff, so I can, you know, yeah. I can adjust things up and down and play around with it. So
that's so cool, dude.
Yeah.
What's next then? What's on tap? What are you going to make next?
On tap today is the Immortan Joe mask. It's a three-piece mask. So there's a top part, a bottom part, although my printer honestly would be able to print both parts together. This thing's big enough
But structurally, sometimes it's better to do the chunks, right? Because then you...
Yeah, well, when people design these and upload them, mm-hmm. they build it for... There's probably kind of like an average printer bed size. Like, yeah. It's probably an Ultimaker or a MakerBot or something like that. And this thing can print, you know... Basically, if you take an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, that is the base width of this thing, the base width and length. So I can build there and then build up another... 9 inches up from that, so I could easily print out the whole Immortan Joe mask in one piece. But
if you don't don't spray it with silver spray paint and yell shiny and chrome, then you're doing it wrong. No sale again.
Right? Yeah, we'll see. So we'll see how much of it. It's part one is 5-6 hours. The second one is going to be like 7 or 8 hours. So I'm just gonna, as soon as TMS is over, I don't have any other shows to record today. So as soon as TMS is over, then I'll start cranking this thing out. I certainly won't have it painted by tomorrow, but I should be able to show the pieces tomorrow on the show.
Now, you wanted to dip your wiener in the pool and ask some people out there if they knew or knew enough about...
That's the other thing that I did this weekend. In addition to these print jobs, I started getting into Raspberry Pi, like a little Arduino.
Yeah, those are cool.
It is cool. And it's amazing how you little computer in this little tiny box, because there's a tool called Octoprint. And the big thing about this printer is it's loud, it's noisy, it takes up a lot of space, and I've got room on the other side of the basement where it wouldn't have an effect on recording shows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I want to take the printer over there. Well, Octoprint is a little application you run on a Raspberry Pi little computer, and it works with Wi-Fi, and basically I can go to a website, on my network website, upload the thing I want it to print, have a webcam so I can make sure it's not printing spaghetti, et cetera. And
is it Raspberry Pi 2 you're looking for, or the one?
It is Raspberry Pi 2, yeah. So okay. I've got a little Raspberry Pi 2 thing. I picked one up. It arrived yesterday. I spent so much of the day trying to get things working. Got it, you know, booted up, no problem. Got software installed on there. I can do all that stuff. But the Wi-Fi comes with a little Wi-Fi dongle, and that thing I just cannot get to connect to the network. It sees it, no problems there. Like it can see the dongle. It can, pulls it up in like a diagnostic. But for whatever reason, it's just not connecting it to the network. So I was going to say, if there's somebody out there who's a Raspberry Pi fanatic, I have a new Wi-Fi card because I got one for $10 that's coming, or a new Wi-Fi dongle coming tomorrow. So I'm going to try that one. But if there's anybody out there who maybe has some suggestions or can help me troubleshoot, that would be awesome.
I'm sending you something in Skype that I want you to look at later. Okay.
Okay.
You don't have to do it now, but it's a bunch of really cool Raspberry Pi projects. And I just think it's fun look at. It'll get you inspired to.
Oh, cool.
Do some things.
I don't know if I'm going to do much else with that, but I certainly could, like do programming and things like that. But
yeah, those things are neat. Intel has one now. It's a competitor to it. It's supposed to be pretty hot, too, and I forgot the name of it. But anyway, you're going to start seeing more of those, I think. Basically, entire computers on a small circuit board are the hot new business for makers and tweakers. All right. So now what? Oh, Daryl now.
Get some Daryl up in this business.
We've filled people full of all kinds of good stuff already, and just imagine how happy they'll be when Grumpy Man Washington gets on and talks about his thing. It'll be really good.
Grumpy Man Washington.
is Summer brought to you by
DamnGoodGlutenFree.etsy.com. Celebrate all the seasons with our new flavors of cookies: pumpkin spice, apple pie, and white chocolate peppermint. Try all of these flavors for 10% off with the coupon FROGPANTS at checkout at DamnGoodGlutenFree.etsy.com. That code again is FROGPANTS.
Sounds all right to me. Daryl.
Yes.
What's going on, man? How are you?
I am good.
Season 11. You're in there, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Seven more to go.
Oh, only seven left until the baby was a chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be good. great. What's your impression of the final season thus far?
They seem to kind of be wrapping things up and telling you things that you never would have thought about the characters.
Yeah.
Just little end things.
I got that impression as well. And they're only, what, like 10 episodes that season or something?
16.
16, okay. So you've got, you're about four in or something.
Nine. Or 10.
10. Wait, what? Oh, yeah, nine. right. Because you have seven left. Yeah. Math is hard. Daryl, it's time to stump you as a Trek nerd. You come on the show. We do Stump a Trek Nerd. Before we get to it, though, I'm going to play a mashup that Mike submitted. Let's see how this is, if it's any good or not. If it's crap, then Mike, it's on you, buddy. All right, so here it is. Let's play it. Here you go.
I am going to be an android. Beep, beep, boop, boop,
I am a robot. Boop, boop, beep.
Boop, boom, bong.
You're a raunchy bag of cheese. Beep, beep. Boop, boop, beep, beep. Back the truck up. All right.
Bing, bong, bong, bong.
I like the cut of your jib.
Beep, bong, bong.
I'm not cutting in line, bitch. Damn.
Hey, I was getting ready to play that. Quit cutting in line, Veronica Belmont.
I'm not cutting in line, bitch. Damn.
Shwarma.
I can 3D print my current 3D printer.
Bing, boom, bong.
All right, Mike, I'll give you that one. That was pretty good.
That was great. All right, see? There you go. Mike's...
That was not bad.
Churning it out.
That was not bad at all. Okay, and we have some other official mashups from other individuals, which we will get to, I promise.
Oh, official ones.
Yeah, ones that are
is
like
that not
official.
An official one?
No, they're just Iceborne ones. They're different. They're indie. They're independent. Think of that. Daryl, let's do your question. It's a clip one. You like clip ones, don't you? Those are good.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
All right. Well, here's a clip. You're going to tell us what episode this came from. By the way, your phone quality today is stellar.
Yeah. Oh, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Keep doing that. All right, here it is. Let's play it. Here's a clip.
An ancient trail along the Kabul River in the Himalayas. It's a wonderful program. Well, it would do you good to have a little fresh holodeck air.
Holodeck air.
Holodecker.
All right, so your options are A, New Ground, B, The Loss, C, The Wounded, or D, In Theory. That's New Ground, The Loss, The Wounded, In Theory. Those are your options, man. I want you to mull over that, because that seems like a tough one to me, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Is this an episode you're familiar with, by the way? I mean, does the clip lead you down any paths?
It leads me... either towards the first half of TNG or the last half.
Oh, the last half of the series, you mean? Is that what
last
you mean?
Half of TNG or the first half of TNG? One of those.
Oh, one of those. Okay, well, that makes perfect sense to me. Good. Well, let's do this.
Hey.
Daryl brings with him factoids, trivia, and things like that about the history of Star Trek, and I don't think today's going to be any different. Daryl, what do you got?
Oh, what do I have? Oh, on this day in 1966. It was the first day of filming on TOS's episode Shore Leave, the first scene filmed was the appearance of the White Rabbit.
Hold on.
The White Rabbit?
What is the right? You remind me of that. That's a Neo thing.
My paws and whiskers, I'll be late. And the giant rabbit jumps into the bushes.
This happened? In Star Trek?
Yeah.
So it was Alice in Wonderland kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
What? I don't remember that. I really
all
don't.
All the things they think come true.
Okay. Right. And somebody else saw. I mean, other people saw other things, right?
Yeah.
Sulu saw like a fancy gun because he's like a gun collector.
Yeah, that's the one.
Which is ironic. By the way, the two of the most anti-gun celebrities that I know are Will Wheaton and George Takei, and they both have things in their career that were very pro-gun. Like that episode for Sulu, he is into those guns, man. Mm. Way into those. And Will Wheaton is really into that pistol in Stand By Me. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. That's funny.
Holds a gun, shoots it, makes a little shooty sound. He shot a guy at the end or something. Didn't he shoot somebody? How did it go? Oh, no, you threatened to
he
shoot.
He just pointed it at Kiefer and called him a cheap dime store hood.
Yeah, and then the clock started ticking again. You only have 24 hours to get it all worked out. Anyway, Daryl.
Oh, my nanobots.
Okay, I remember that one. And that actually, I actually remember liking that episode, but I don't remember the rabbit at all. That has completely left my brain.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
Also, a note, speaking of Star Trek, you got your Clint Howard, you know, as the baby in that one episode.
Mm-hmm.
I had forgotten he had a really funny turn in Seinfeld.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he played a serial killer and was in the back of a cab.
Yeah, right.
And he was great in that.
In the back, it was a cab. It was a police car with.
Oh yeah, police
with
car.
Jerry,
with
when they were looking
Jerry.
For Kramer, right?
Yeah, they were looking for Kramer in L.A. and Kramer was yes. under suspicion of for being the killer when it was really the whole time Clint okay. Howard. Yeah, it was
Howard,
great.
Yeah,
yeah, made us laugh our heads off.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That's great.
Daryl, back to your Kirsten. What do you think, man? Where's your head? What do you think? Newground, the lost, with the wounded, in theory.
Well, let's see. We're doing this already, huh?
Well, we can't unless you want to. Hey, you got anything else you want to talk about?
What can I distract
have anything to
with?
Eat?
Yeah, you got. We don't got nothing to eat. You got a. I don't know. What do you got? What happened to you this weekend? Give us a good story. Anything interesting?
Oh, we went to this place called Great Wolf Lodge, and I guess there's other ones around.
What are they for? What do they do?
They're a giant hotel that's like a Chuck E. Cheese. On steroids to the 10th power.
Wow.
Oh, so much better than Chuck E. Cheese, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Hold on. Is it for, it's mostly for kids then, or is it?
Yeah, it's for families.
Okay. All right.
It's like got a big old water park in the middle and a magic wand game that you run
oh,
around.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. That's what we did almost the whole time was the magic wand game.
Is there is there an older African-American groundskeeper gentleman that tells you that you might have The Shining or? No? Okay.
It's funny. I've been to that very one, Daryl. That exact one there.
Oh,
between,
really? The one
right
we went
by
to?
Tacoma, between Tacoma and Seattle, right?
Yeah. Or halfway. Actually, no, it's south of there.
South of Tacoma,
when
yeah.
did you go there, Brian? When was that?
Went there probably about 4 years, 5 years ago with Tina's brother and his kids.
Must have been just prior to TMS launching.
It was, yeah. Yeah, otherwise it would have been a great thing to talk about on TMS.
But so how is that place? Is it fun? It sounds all right.
I think it's a blast. I thought it was a lot of fun. And there's like a big arcade with some older video games, but mostly newer games. And animatronic beavers that sing lullabies. Is that right? Am I remembering something?
Yes,
or?
Yes. You're remembering it right.
Really? Is there a main beaver, like a head beaver?
There's a head beaver.
Yeah.
It's like you know what it's like? It's like if you took Adventureland out of Disneyland and just made it into a hotel.
Okay. Oh, well, that doesn't sound too bad.
And then turn the rides into water park rides. Basically, it's like it's very Disney. It could easily be a Disney thing, right? Because all of the scenery is all kind of fake wood. And
yeah.
One of those deals. That reminds me, we have a place here locally called Lagoon. Uh-huh. Which is basically it's basically what you're describing. It's the same sort of thing, except it's more of a theme park, like rides and everything. But here's the thing I loved about Lagoon growing up, and the thing I hate about it today. But when I was growing up, it was rad because you had all these rides, you had all this great, terrible food, and it was just a cool place to be and hang out, mm-hmm. make yourself sick and hang out with your friends and, you know, whatever. But they had this area called Pioneer Town or something. Pioneerville? Pioneer Town. Anyway, it was basically an Old West town that they built into this thing. And you could go to this Old West town and shop at old timey like stores with like weird pickles and jars and stuff. And
nice. And, did they have little animatronic tumbleweeds that would go across the road?
No, they didn't. But I remember two things very distinctly, that any moment a couple of cowboy actors could break out into a street fight and do a bunch of stunts and fall into hay and stuff. So like any minute you could be walking around there and all of a sudden go, "You're not going to leave this town alive, Bart." And the other guy would go, "Well, hell I will," or whatever. And they'd just start shooting out, having a fake shootout in the street. And one of the guys would fall off the roof and another guy would get on a horse. And it was like dinner theater kind of thing, except it would just break out any minute in the street. It was awesome. Totally random. Yeah. And that was cool. And then the only other thing I remember is that me and my friends would spit into this lake where there were a bunch of carp and the carp would eat our spit. The carp loved our spit.
Nice.
And that's when I decided I'll never eat a carp fish ever, because carp eat spit. Anyway, I bet if I went there now, it would be dinky and dumb. But at the time, it seemed huge and like I was living in a Western. It was fantastic.
That sounds great.
And now
there's
I'll
a
tell
place
you,
in Arizona like that.
Is there? What's it called?
Old something.
Old Stinkies.
Not Old Tombstone. Old Tucson. That's what it is.
Oh, and it's like an old Western kind of thing? With,
yeah.
And do they have like the old West fronts of stores and saloons and all that kind of crap?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that
guys
stuff.
Guys falling off of buildings into hay and stuff.
That sounds just like what we did.
I want to say that there was something like that up in Deadwood, too, when we took a family driving trip up to South Dakota, North Dakota, and Wyoming.
Sure would
it seems
make
like
sense.
There was something in Deadwood.
Yeah, did they make you wear a mustache and have to pass a huge kidney stone while you were there? Or
I don't know. I have not seen that HBO show.
Oops, I spoiled a little thing for you.
Oh, no. There's a kidney stone involved? Oh.
It's so good. You got to watch that show sometime. All right. And then one last thing I'll say about it. This lagoon place. Now, the reason I don't like going there is once you're an adult, you start to see behind the scenes a little bit. Mm-hmm. All of the rides there are used German rides. None of them are new. So it's all somebody's hand-me-downs.
Recycled, right.
And they're all German. So when you see one that's like super dangerous, that's going to like fling somebody off into the side of the mountain or something, you're like, wait a minute, when was this even built? It's like 1992, German Josh von Heinzestling or whatever is the name of the company. And everything there's a rickety old German ride.
Nice.
Yeah, take that, Germany. All right, Daryl, your question.
Hey, no, there's one other thing I did.
Oh, really? Whoa, go ahead.
I met the actual Grumpy Cat.
Oh, my gosh.
The actual, really?
The actual one.
Those people are millionaires, by the way. The Grumpy Cat people. It makes me sick.
Wasn't too exciting. All he did is sleep in a bed.
Of course not.
Yeah, that's what people.
That cat doesn't give. Listen, that cat does not give three shits. That cat is mentally handicapped. First of all, there's something wrong with it. It's not.
You're right, actually.
Yeah,
right.
That's exactly why it makes the grumpy face the whole time. And then those people made millions of dollars on that fame of that cat. The cat doesn't know what's going on. His friskas may have improved in quality one day, but that's it.
did he talk and did he sound like Aubrey Plaza?
It's a lot
the most
like
it did was his ear would twitch about every 2 seconds.
Another
I've
one of its.
Got one of those. Yeah,
another one of it. Man, I feel when that cat dies, what are those poor people gonna do? And I shouldn't be so irritated by it, but it bugs me. And also, it's Friskies, not Friskas. Sorry, I don't know what a Friska is.
Friska.
But it's not a thing.
It's the low calorie Frisky.
With bubbles.
One low calorie. Meow. All right. Daryl, back to your thing.
Oh, yes, Greg Skinner. I know Grumpy Cat's a girl. He's
Oh, it is? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay. Well, even better. I don't know why. All right, Daryl, give us your answer. What are you doing?
Let's go. What are we doing? What? New
ground, the loss, the wounded, or in theory?
Okay, it's not. I don't think it's the loss or in theory because I'd remember this and I don't. So, the wounded. New ground. I'm going to pick the one that seems the least familiar, and that's New Ground. So that's my answer, and it's probably wrong.
I don't know. Let's find out. Is he wrong? He's totally wrong. It's the loss. Picard suggests Riker try a holodeck program he has been using. Riker says his horsemanship skills aren't that great. It's because he rides it sideways through doors. I don't know what he's doing. You got it wrong. Way to go. Monday, down the toilet. See ya. Daryl's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can also find him at thisweekintrek.com, where he talks about episodes like this one. And you can also hear him on the Grumpy Cast. Daryl, play a game with us now, please.
Okay. Is this a Star Trek medical condition or a MASH medical condition?
All right.
Here's your theme, courtesy of Wendy from last Thursday.
Barnacles in a wad.
All right.
Nihilophobia.
Nihilophobia?
Nihilophobia. Yeah. Can you spell everything prior to the phobia part? I think I've got the P-H-O-B-I-A part, but...
N-I-H-I-L-I.
Okay, so like being afraid of nihilists.
Yeah, of a guy who thinks the world's going to end.
Right.
Wait, can I just confirm that phobia is spelled the way phobia is normally spelled, or is it weird? Because that means...
Yeah, it's normal.
Okay, all right. Brian, I lean...
Nihilophobia. So it could be afraid of the world ending or something.
Nihilophobia. That's if it's a real thing. This could have been like Star Trek going.
Right.
Oh, nihilophobia. That sounds good. Kind of like There's some other. They do that a lot with words.
Spock, he's got nylophobia.
Nylophobia. He's afraid of the planet Nyla 4.
That's probably it. I think I'd lean towards MASH, but
It does sound like a. I mean, it does sound like a real condition to me. While I'm not opposed to Star Trek misusing it, I'm going to go with you and say that MASH invoked an actual condition, and it was probably Sidney Freeman or something.
Right. Yes.
All right. We say MASH.
We say MASH.
Okay. Now I don't know if I was pronouncing that word right. It might be knee-high-liphobia. Which would give you a clue.
Yeah.
But
well, radar is afraid of grape knee highs, yes.
It would be the wrong clue because it is the fear of nothingness as fictionally portrayed on the Voyager episode Night.
Damn it! Even Voyager? Like in the 90s? Those bastards. I thought it was like TOS or something like that.
Totally, right.
All
right.
I still like our logic was good, Brian.
Yeah, I think we had something there.
Yeah. I could almost touch it.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news, and it's brought to you by...
If you feel like you've missed out on the craft beer revolution, or just want to know more about what you drink, steer your podcatcher to Have a Drink. Learn along with us about beer styles, terminology, history, and more. Featuring cover art by Len Peralta. Mm. Visit HaveADrinkShow.com for more, and come in and have a drink.
Oh, that sounds all right. Star Wars, The Force Awakens full trailer debut should be today.
Yeah.
We don't know when, although some suggest...
No, it's going to be during Monday Night Football, right?
Oh, that's right. And then I'm sure pretty quickly on the internet after that.
There's a great... They know their audience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Star Wars, football. Ba-da-da-ba-da-da. That's wrong. Right. Wrong network. But anyway, let's see. Oh, and ticket sales begin tomorrow, or today, rather.
Right, tonight at, somebody was saying in Raid last night at 8:30.
Yeah, so Kim and I...
Dakar was saying,
we have a plan, but I'm a little worried about it. We'll
really?
See. Yeah, I'm just worried about how quick these tickets are going to go. So.
Well, are you still thinking about doing the theater deal?
We were, but we talked to the lady, and she's like, everything's already done. And we're like, okay, great. But we're still doing the Warcraft one for sure.
Cool.
The Force Awakens full trailer debut and tickets today, and this should be all very exciting. Movie comes out on the 17th. According to The Wrap, it will be Monday night. That's tonight. New Star Wars trailers have always been a source of excitement, even when the actual films fell short. We remember abusing hefty academic internet connections back in the late 90s to download a first look at Phantom Menace. I do remember that.
Hmm.
And many who lacked such bandwidth instead bought tickets to movies they had no intention to see, just went in to see the trailer and then left.
Right.
This is probably better than that, although there are some people starting to be worried, and I don't know I'm not going to care until I see it. But.
Sure, exactly. I mean, there is that worry that there's so many expectations for this thing and so much hype. It's like, it's a Star Wars movie, right? After so long not having anything new Star Wars-wise, we thought we'd never get any more Star Wars movies, but I think the prequels kind of helped keep our expectations in check.
Yeah, and also in the end of the day, it's a movie. Like,
right,
exactly. It's not a supernatural occurrence that only comes by with a comet once every 10 years.
It doesn't destroy the original trilogy. If you're a fan of the original trilogy, and the prequels, the quality of the prequels doesn't diminish the quality of the original trilogy. It doesn't ruin
agree.
Them for you.
I completely agree. And also, you know, I'm fully aware of the idea that if I wasn't an 8-year-old kid, 7-year-old kid, whatever I was when I saw it the first time, and having it blow my mind the way it did,
mm-hmm.
most of why I love Star Wars is because of who I was and where I was.
Mm-hmm.
It's got less to do with the movie and more about that movie hitting all the right points. Because in the end of the day, it's a movie, dude. With
right.
guys filmed it with cameras and stuff. Like, it's just
exactly it's a somebody movie. Who's doing a job,
right?
Making a thing.
Yeah,
this is their job,
and they we made liked this it. Thing and- Yeah. We liked it, but it's not, you know, Jesus isn't going to come down on the 17th.
I'm kind of bummed that, if I don't buy tickets tonight, am I going to have to wait a week after it comes out to see it? Is that the deal?
Oh, man. They're going to be like iPhones getting those
I don't tickets. Want that. I don't want to have to buy tickets 2 months in advance. I might have something going on that weekend. You never know.
I think you're fine. I think you wait. Besides, you guys don't have reservations for most of your theaters, so you'll just...
Right,
I think
exactly.
you'll have an easier time getting in, actually. It's the reservation states that we're going to get hosed because everyone will reserve. And you can do it online, so it's like piece of cake.
Yeah, at least you don't have to go anywhere. Well, I can probably do that too. I'm sure with Fandango, I can reserve without having to go to the theater for sure.
Well, we have a tradition here in the Johnson House where we go to we get a hotel downtown in the city for a night or two nights, depends on what we're doing, mm-hmm. toward Christmas. And the reason we do that is we make a point of seeing a big movie together, having some awesome restaurant experience together, and staying in this hotel, which is fun. It's always fun. We've been doing that with the kids mm-hmm. since they were little.
A little staycation.
Staycation, right. And then the lights, the Christmas stuff, they go crazy downtown. So we're downtown for all of that. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to coordinate this so it all happens on
that
Star
weekend.
Wars weekend. Yeah.
Sure.
We'll see how we do. Venomous snakes in the news. Venomous sea snakes, and to be specific.
Why did it have all to right. be snakes? The snake belongs in a museum, Dad.
They started washing up in California. Hey, California, what's up?
Just like coming in with the tide. Yep. Nice.
The El Nino filled, that's Spanish for the Nino.
Right.
Fueled weather pattern has already proven to be destructive in California. For example, torrential rains in Southern California have sent rivers of mud down barren mountainsides, trapping vehicles and washing out roadways. But on Friday, the new El Nino threat was identified, something sinister, something that can get you out of the water onto land. Or no, it can get out of the water into the land.
No, but no, no.
Something that
it's
can
something
get
that
you
can
in
get
the water.
You, whether you're in the water or on land.
Or on the land. Meet the yellow-bellied sea snake. A sea snake descendant from Asian cobras and Australian tiger snakes. They got together and went,
let's make a super baby.
Yep. Some of the most poisonous venom in the world. Wow. And can remain underwater for up to 90 minutes without coming up for air. This is the first time in 3 decades they've been spotted as far as North Oxnard in California. Thanks, El Nino. Anyway, yeah, snakes, yellow-bellied snakes, they're gross. Don't touch them. Stay away from them.
See, they have photos of these things? Oh, yeah.
One would hope so, right?
Do they? There you go. Yeah, look out for those things.
Oh, gosh.
Black and yellow and...
look at those look at those cars in the mud. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's awful. Oh, yeah. I don't want that. Look at that. That's awful.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's a video. Let me see this one. Don't go close to it, you idiot. Oh, my gosh. He's touching it.
Oh, jeez.
He's grabbing its tail. You're a complete idiot. I like
you
snakes.
You're not Crocodile Hunter.
I like snakes, but don't.
You're not Steve Irwin. Back off.
Yeah, Steve Irwin isn't even Steve Irwin anymore because of it. Not because of a snake, but, you know. No,
but because of the...
What was it? What got him?
Stingray.
Camera? Stingray?
Yeah.
That's right.
Just an errant needle from a stingray.
That sucks.
Errant venomous sting.
I wish he was still around. I like that guy.
I do, too.
He had a... what's the word? He had an energy that was infectious.
Totally did. Yeah, absolutely.
I like that guy. Naked woman. What's her power?
Able to. Sorry, I got distracted and I couldn't come up with a superpower. Excelsior, you naked person.
Well done. A naked woman who was possibly high on synthetic marijuana. What's that called? That's got a word. I've heard it before. Does it say it in this? It might.
Synthetic marijuana?
Yeah, it's got a name. It's like
Schmott.
Schmott? All right. He's high on Schmott.
She's high on schmott.
She's done some toot. she's high on synthetic marijuana, allegedly trashed a Subway restaurant in Anchorage yesterday.
Wow.
That's Alaska. Nikki Abrell, age 35, allegedly entered the establishment fully clothed around 5 p.m. and then beelined toward the restroom, local television KTVA reports. And then, according to reports, she may have been in the bathroom as long as 2 hours. That's a long enough time to be checking Facebook on the toilet. Why would they say that? That's a long time. Oh, that's a long time to be checking Facebook on the toilet.
Yeah, she was in the bathroom for 2 hours.
Thanks, HuffPo. When she emerged, witnesses say she was completely nude. I love the word nude.
Nude.
Nude is a funny
naked.
It's a funny word.
Nude.
He was fully nude. It just doesn't have any. There's no sex appeal to the word nude.
Nude.
Yeah. Naked, kind of. Nude, ugh.
Yeah, naked is comical. Ah, they're naked.
Yeah, that guy's naked. But you could also say she was completely naked. That sounds kind of like teenage hot.
Yeah, you can kind of do that with completely nude.
Ooh, no, see, that doesn't work. That sounds like a hairy man, naked man. Not interested. She then allegedly proceeded to have a rock star level trashing session, leaving
nudes,
the place in shambles.
Nudes are on paintings. Nakeds have staples.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Yeah, there you go.
People described her as a little crazy, says Police Sergeant Sean Henry.
I'm Police Sergeant Sean Henry.
Totally, right? Yeah.
And I'd call her a little crazy.
She disrobed, went fully nude, and kind of just went nuts. Started to break furniture, destroying the store. Wait a minute. Can you even call the stuff in a Subway furniture? Come on.
Well, it's chairs. I mean, what else are you going to call it?
I don't know.
Chairs and tables. It's furniture.
Shitty plastic benches with
it's
gum stuck
fine
on them.
Furniture. I mean, it's...
All but, right. Onion smelling nasty ass crap.
Right, right. Smells like a BMT, an Italian BMT.
There's another thing he says. She knocked over computers. Isn't there just one computer?
Yeah, probably.
The little checkout thing?
That's it. Little checkout computer, yeah.
Ripped the ceiling down, sprayed a fire extinguisher all over, locked herself in the bathroom for a while again, just broke everything she could find.
Yeah.
Unquote.
Well, Sean Henry's trying to come up with a lot of stuff that she did, and she probably knocked over a chair and knocked over a computer, and I can't imagine she ripped the ceiling down. I imagine she pulled down some of the drop ceiling with a chair.
Yeah, a couple of tiles or something.
Right.
Oh, Sean Henry, you're telling hyperbole again, Sean Henry.
Finally, this is a weird item, but I want to mention it because we just watched that movie, National Treasure, and it reminded me of that. UVA discovers hidden chemistry lab in Thomas Jefferson's or somewhere. Where is it? In the school.
It
oh, it's in the
by Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, University of Virginia has discovered this. It's a chemistry laboratory. The school officials say is linked to former President Thomas Jefferson. Renovations of the Rotunda, a UVA building Jefferson designed in the 1820s, revealed a chemical hearth had been hidden behind a wall, according to the university. Workers uncovered the room on Monday.
I hope it was like they had to pull down a candlestick or tip a book in the bookcase and then it rotated around.
Well, first they had to squeeze lemon juice on it and blow on it.
Right, yes.
That was fine.
Hot air and lemon juice, perfect.
That's kind of cool. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk to our good friend Steven Schleicher. A little more Star Wars, a little more some other stuff. Yeah. So come on back for that. And also V will be here for video games. And then some emails.
She will be here for video games.
She's for video games, guys. She's totally for video games. Hey, guys, this episode of The Morning Stream has been brought to you by Braintree, code for easy online payments. If you're building a mobile app and searching for simple payment solutions, check out Braintree. The Braintree V.0 SDK makes it easy to offer multiple payment types, start accepting PayPal, Apple Pay, Bitcoin, Venmo, cards, and more, all with one single integration. The V.0 SDK is one small snippet of code, and you're set up in less than 10 minutes. To learn more and for your first $50,000 in transactions fee-free, go to braintreepayments.com/morningstream. What else? That's it. Okay, let's do some music. You got some music?
I do. This is one I promised last week to Tad Pooler Lou. Says, hey, Brian and Scott, Friday is my 32nd birthday. That's a quick birthday. It's only half a minute long. Wow. While not a big deal on its own, it's also been 1 year since I came out as transgender. So I'm celebrating with a jovial song request, a cover of Safety Dance. If not that song, Brian, I totally trust your judgment and music sense to make it awesome.
Nice.
Well, happy birthday, Lou. Hope you had a great birthday. And absolutely, Safety Dance, a cover that I decided to go with for this one is by a group called the Asteroids Galaxy Tour. It's from their 2011 EP called The Golden Age. It's a cover, of course, of Men Without Hats.
Okay.
Those men, they have no hats.
They have no hats.
Here is the Asteroids Galaxy Tour with the Safety Dance.
Come from out of this world in the real one far behind. Within us, don't say Thank you, dear.
Hey, the last one. You better get another pack.
Okay.
Thank you. You probably think that we're making a big fuss over a cigarette. Well, sure. You don't really have to keep this wonderful new king-size Philip Morris cigarette in a safe. It's just our way of telling you that they are kind of precious. The finest king-size cigarette in America today. Smooth, mild, and mellow, and easy on your throat. How about you trying them yourself? Just call for Philip Morris, king-size or regular. Buy them by the carton. You're gonna love them, and we're gonna love you. Hey, what was that for?
You said it so beautifully.
Good night, everybody.
See you next week.
Lucille Ball and P. Arnaz will be back next week at the same time.
Wunderhunden.
Wirst nicht mehr.
The Morning Stream. A little turtle head pop out of my butt, because that's where he lives.
Back, everybody.
Cool. Our buddy E. David Croft actually posted video of the naked woman trashing the subway in Alaska.
No way, dude.
It's in Skype for you.
Is it NSFW?
It is. I would say it's NSFW, although you really can't. You can see silhouette.
I'm basically here. I'm basically at work. Oh, that is her.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
And it looks like she just basically stayed in the bathroom until they closed, right? Because the open sign is off. So I'm guessing that she went in there like a couple hours before they closed and just stayed in the bathroom, assuming, and probably rightly so, that they wouldn't figure out that she stole the bathroom.
She has completely lost it, dude.
Yeah.
Wow, that freaks me out a little bit. That's scary when people get so whacked out. I thought the synthetic marijuana was supposed to be chill, man. It's supposed to be like marijuana.
Oh, you wash it down with bath salts, it kind of gets worse.
Oh, Lord. All right. Well, there's that. Let's get Steven on the line. Oh, that gif. Ugh, gross. She's gross. And not to, I don't mean the nudity. Just like there's like a... And you're right. You really can't see anything. She just looks like a... I don't know. I don't know what it reminds me of.
I don't know.
Steven. Steven, that's who it reminds me of.
It reminds you of Steven?
Yeah, well, as silhouettes of naked ladies go, Steven's, you know.
I imagine E. David Croft is going to give us some other gifts.
Can't wait.
Based on the discussions.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program, if you will, one Steven Schleicher. Hello, Steven.
Hello.
How you doing, man? Hello. What's going on with you? How's life?
Oh, man. I was watching The Shining again last
night. Dude, The Shining.
Such a disturbing movie.
It really is. It gave me the willies when I was young, and I don't think I want to see it again as a result.
Yeah, yeah.
It would have been a far different movie with me in it.
Mm-hmm. You almost were, dude. You're almost that kid.
I almost was. I was one of the final kids picked to play whatever his name, Little Red Rum Kid.
Danny.
Danny.
Danny Torrance. Did he go on to something big?
No. He no longer here, Mrs. Torrance.
He played, he was in some sort of Great Gatsby adaptation in the 90s, and that was it.
Yeah, let's see. Archive footage, making of The Shining, and in 82 is the last thing he did.
Yeah. Oh, really? 82? That was the Gatsby thing?
Well, it says, okay, so his first role was 1980's The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 1982, he did Will, the autobiography of G. Gordon Liddy.
Oh, that's what it was. Not Gatsby, but Giddy or Liddy.
Giddy Liddy.
Giddy Liddy.
Yeah. In 82, and that's it. He hasn't done anything since. So.
The great Giddy.
And then, of course, the brilliant people of IMDb comment, should have kept acting. Yeah, I'm sure you've got it all figured out, guy on IMDb.
There you go.
Anyway, Brian,
you think, Brian, you could have handled doing 88 takes with Scatman Crothers?
I think so. I think it would have been more fun just driving my my big wheel around the hotel.
Scatman! I forgot that was Scatman Crothers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that the song I'm thinking of, though?
The voice of Hong Kong Fooey.
Was that YouTube video.
Oh, I'm thinking of this.
I'm a scat man.
Yeah, that's
I kind of want to watch that whole thing again. I love that song. All right. Steven, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We've talked a bit about Star Wars, but I don't want to... Yes. I'd be remiss if we let you go by without at least discussing it a little bit. We've talked about the poster a bit. Mm-hmm. What's your take on the new Star... Or on the new... Death Star.
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah?
I think it looks like a big old roving eye ready to look down upon... wherever Luke Skywalker's at, maybe he's inside the Death Star.
Oh, could be.
What if it is? People have been saying, "Where's Luke on that poster?"
What if it's just like the Sauron deal, and it's just Luke waking up in a cold sweat because he had a dream it was looking at him? Oh, that'd be bad.
You know, it is a much bigger port for them to shoot photon torpedoes into, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, are you concerned at all though that they're going back to the well too many times on the Death Star?
No, if you're following like the political and the commerce side of that whole saga, it makes perfect sense for the Empire to continue to build these weapons of mass destruction to terrorize planets and open up trading routes. So
yeah,
it doesn't surprise me at all.
Because really, it's not like it's not just for show. Those things really are meant to be the ultimate weapon. Yeah. They destroy entire planets in one shot.
They worked hard to get those plans, and by God, they are going to keep using those plans until they get it right.
Well, many Bothans died.
Yep. That's right.
To get
remember
them,
Alderaan, everyone.
Yeah, don't forget. Never forget.
Never forget.
I wonder. I could be smoking
too long ago. Too long ago.
I could be smoking the crack. Yeah, too long and too far ago. Too far. Always forget. What was I going to say? Oh, the movie, the offshoot movie next year, the one that's Rogue One, that's supposed to be about the Bothans.
It is the team that is supposedly stealing the plans, or part of the team that's stealing the plans
to help
for the Death Star, but they're not Bothans.
But I wonder. That. Oh, that's right. But I want. But I'm wondering because Bothans are like some kind of hairy lizard man or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. I'm sorry. Nope.
Oh, listen.
Somebody's calling me.
Whoa, hold on a second.
Jim Rockford calling you.
Hold on a second. You have the Rockford Files as your phone, as your ringtone?
It is my favorite TV show of all time.
You're my hero today. You're an American hero right now. This is amazing.
Thank you very much. I don't like to brag, but.
Dude, that's great. You made my day just now. All right.
I've been trying to do a podcast with Ashley Victoria Robinson. We just haven't found the time to do a Rockford episode by episode.
That's amazing.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
I would listen to that business.
Yeah.
That would be. I'd love that show.
I'm just so sad James Gardner died. He was one of my favorites, and I was always had the hope that someday I could interview him to talk about the Rockford Files, but he passed.
James Garner is one of the coolest actors ever in Hollywood.
Yeah.
He was also reportedly the nicest guy ever.
Yep.
And just... was one of those dudes you could look up to for real and not just in his roles on TV. He was a cool guy.
Yep.
And Escape from the Great Escape.
He was great.
So good in that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a cool dude he was. And anyway.
Maverick
was great.
Rockford Files.
Remember the patches he had on his elbows in the Rockford Files?
That was the style to wear back then.
Right.
And that gold Camaro, or was it a Firebird? I don't remember. Was it a Camaro?
Was it a Trans Am? No.
I think it was Camaro, right?
Yeah, no, it wasn't a Camaro.
Because Trans Am's just a Camaro with a Firebird on it, right?
Someone will say in the chat room.
I don't remember.
They're different cars, Trans Ams and Camaros.
I think there's all GM and the
Pontiac Firebird is what it was.
Well, was it a Firebird? Okay. Yeah. But it wasn't the Firebird just a Camaro with the Buick or the Pontiac name on it? I thought it was.
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
All right. We're not car people, clearly.
I read comic books.
And watch Chevy Rocky
Camaro, Pontiac Firebird, but I guess they did all come from GM, right?
Yeah, they're all GM cars. I think they're the same body and stuff.
Trans Am is Firebird.
Oh,
for a diced tomato.
Trans Am's a Firebird. Pontiac Trans Am, but they had the Firebird version that was like the high end.
Yeah,
like,
that had the Firebird on the hood.
Right, but then I swear that's just a Camaro painted up to be a different car.
I don't think it's a Camaro. Camaro has a much different front end.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
All right, this is going to annoy me until we figure it out. Someone out there figure it out while we talk. Anyway, trailer, any expectations? Got anything you want to...
Well, I mean, how many more teaser trailers are we going to get? It seems like with all they're doing on Twitter and Instagram and other places, if you just stitch all those little teaser trailers together, I bet you're going to see the whole trailer right there.
I was going to say, but today's thing is supposed to be the actual full
trailer.
Today is
the actual full trailer, but they've been teasing. It's like... trailers for trailers is what we have now.
Yeah, we've seen Boyega do like the blue saber through the forest bit.
Yeah, they've been walking past Poe Dameron and walk past each other a couple of times in those. Mm-hmm. We see a bunch of Empire forces flying over the forest with with Rey looking up and BB-8 by her side. So yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. I'm really looking forward to it. I don't think I'm going to try to order tickets though immediately after the commercial though.
Mm-hmm.
I think our crappy theater is going to have plenty of space.
Oh yeah. I'm kind of the same boat, except for we're just trying to do something that's time sensitive. So that's the only reason we're even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. Yeah. I suspect this is going to be as gangbusters ever gets.
Oh yeah.
Do you have any other concerns about the poster? Does the poster lead you down any path of worry?
Or the only concern that I have about the poster is I wish it was painted instead of based on drawings by Drew Struzan.
Yeah, and I know why they did it, because if you look at some other promotional art, it's all spread mm-hmm. out. So they're mm-hmm. clearly doing this. I mean, we're in 2015 really? And it's all in layers, and
yeah,
you know, this way they can use it across the board and stuff. But I do wish we were back to that old stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That would have been
and
really
I think
cool.
The question everybody asks is, where's Luke on the poster?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got everybody else. No Luke Skywalker.
Some have suggested he is trapped in that weird little hair thing that Leia's wearing.
Maybe.
Yeah. Do you think it's great that she's getting to have some goofball hair in a new movie? I think that's great.
I hope she does a costume change every scene.
I do too. I hope she has two. I hope she's wearing two buns somewhere, though. If it's not on her head, they need to be someplace.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And you people at home, don't think I mean her boobs. I don't mean her boobs. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think you meant her boobs.
Oh, well, then maybe I meant her boobs. Brian or Daryl, you're neither of those. Steven, tell us about Rosario Dawson and why she has something to do with Batgirl now.
Rosario Dawson has been cast in Batgirl in the upcoming Lego movie spinoff, the Batman movie.
Yeah.
So we've already got Zach Galifianakis will play the Joker, and Michael Cera will be playing Robin. And then Will Arnett reprises his role as Batman, and then they've cast Rosario to play Batgirl. So. Nice. Lego Batman arrives in 2017, so we still got to have a while for that to hit February 10th, 2017.
Well, that sounds okay.
Yeah.
Seems like a decent pick for that. I think
I'm just really surprised it is 2017. I was really thinking that it'd be, it's been 2 years since the last one.
Yeah, it seems like it hasn't been, but it has been 2 years.
Yeah, so I was kind of hoping it would have been out already, but one more year isn't that big of a deal.
Can you tell me this? Is this the Batman focused one though? Like this?
Yes, this is the Batman focused one.
Okay, all right, because they really liked how that went, I guess, and they want to spread that out a little bit more.
Oh yeah, Batman's crazy character portrayal in that movie was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well I'm going to
poke the top. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm embarrassed. I haven't seen it yet.
What?
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's so up my alley, and I just haven't seen
it. Yeah, it is so perfect. And then when the final reveal comes out at the end, it's like you cry.
Yeah. I don't know why I let it slip past me. I'm into this
stuff.
Well,
you know, someday it'll be available in some sort of portable format that you'll be able to watch on something, I don't know, in your house.
Like a television? Really?
Like a television or computer, yeah.
Whoa.
We'll just have to wait for that day.
Some kind of flat tablet-like device you can carry with you anywhere.
Slow down, Doctor Who.
Fury Road for the 11th time and get Lego Movie.
Oh, you know, I never did ask, Scott. Did you watch the black and white Fury Road?
Yes, I did. Before it got pulled, yeah. I did. Okay. It was great. I loved every second of that.
Is that on the Blu-ray? Black and white?
No, it was
some fan created
YouTube thing.
Yeah, fan put it on Vimeo, but it's all based on the description that George Miller gave of what he thinks the best cut of the film is, which is a black and white cut. So there's some rumors floating around that they'll re-release the film in that form and gouge everybody one more time for some money, which I'll gladly fork over for a movie that good.
And yet we're all talking about Star Wars today. Yeah. Who's gouging who now?
Yeah. It's a pretty neat. Oh, wait, important news. My wife just says want AppleCare. is it through?
They have rose gold apple care, or just plain old white, or space gray apple care.
Hold on. What, is it through them or the AT&T deal? Sorry,
it's apple care. It's from Apple.
Yeah.
Deal. No, I know that, but I'm trying to see if she's getting the monthly through Apple, then yes, because it comes with it.
Yeah.
But if she's okay, it's Apple. So okay, hold on. Sorry guys, this is really fun. So not. The ATT month to month. I just want to make sure. This is really exciting radio. Hold on.
So, how you been? Print anything cool?
I have not, but I'm getting ready to print a Dr. Doom mask for Halloween.
Ooh.
I did not get it. I almost got in on the Cubics or whatever that printer was that you got.
Oh, the Witbox.
Yeah, the Witbox. But
yeah, that thing shot back up to 2,000.
I know.
The weekend, so.
Why did it go up? What happened? Why did it go up again?
I don't know. It was just like a week long sale, and it's funny. It kept dropping, and I thought, well, I'll give it a couple more days, and then I'll go back to Amazon, see if I can get some more refunded back. And before I could do it, it rose back up to $19.99.
Yep, yeah, I'm still holding out for a new Ultimaker. But this weekend, I kind of got the wife very interested in that Glowforge laser cutter.
Mm. Ooh.
It's right now, there's like four more days left on it to get it at the $2,000 price. And then after that, it jumps up. All the prices double after this.
Who did I talk to? It was, I was talking to Will Smith, tested, saying he freaking loves that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it's highly really regarded. Cool. Yeah. It's a different approach, though, because you're doing like a lot of layers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like the X-Carve, but it's, which is carving wood. This is a cutter, which, I mean, it'll emboss cloth.
Mm-hmm. Wow! Really?
Yeah,
that's cool.
The X Carve, really?
That's the CNC X Carve. That's the thing that Bill has, that Chinbeard has, that he uses. He just finished a review on this, but this is a laser cutter that'll cut food, it'll cut fabric, paper, cardboard, everything up to I think a quarter inch thick.
Okay.
And the basic version is a 12x20 inch laser cutter.
Okay. Our X Carve. Did they name it in 1997 or?
No, it's by a company called Inventables.
Okay. Oh, that's also bad.
The CNC X-Carve.
All right, great. Well, good luck to them and their dumb naming conventions. Yeah. Marvel is co-publishing Hellfire Club and Legion series for FX Networks. And right now I have kind of a love affair with FX, so I'd be happy to hear anything cool is happening with FX. But give me details. This doesn't sound like a Netflix arrangement. They're spreading it around a little bit.
No, they're certainly spreading it around, but it makes sense because Fox does own the X-Men franchise. So they can kind of do whatever they want with it. So they might as well partner with Marvel and bring this series to television. The interesting thing, though, is, and this is the rumor part of it that people are really talking about, is why suddenly would Marvel co-produce these shows with FX if Marvel was not getting something in return? And with the fiasco that was the Fantastic Four, a lot of people are thinking, well, maybe part of this deal is that they get back the Fantastic Four franchise in exchange for co-producing the two TV series for FX and the FX network.
Mm, that seems all right.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, look, here's what I think Marvel's plan is. I think they have an evil plan.
Mm-hmm.
Their plan is to spread it everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
And to never have all their eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
And I think that this is just part of that. And if the stuff's quality produced and, you know, good.
I hope it is quality produced.
Well, you never know, right? Until you get it. But, like, you know, I had all kinds of misgivings about Daredevil, and I was completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is a strategy they're going to, whether it's a good one or not, I think this is what they're going to do. And we're going to start to see Marvel stuff wherever people will let it in. Hell, they'd let DC publish their comics if they somehow made a deal like that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
sure.
They want to be everywhere in all places at once.
Well, it is funny because if you play the Marvel Lego game, that's done by Warner Brothers Entertainment.
Oh, that's true. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That's a weird deal they got on that.
That is weird, yeah.
Lego movie. I'll watch it, I promise. All right. Well, there's all that good news. Just like this can be found at majorspoilers.com. It's a place I like to go to get my latest in comics, pop culture, movies, and all that stuff. So people should do the same. Steven, anything in particular people should be watching for?
This week we are reviewing on the Major Spoilers podcast the Iron Fist Epic Collection, which is like 570 pages of Iron Fist goodness. So look for that this week on the Major Spoilers podcast.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yep. It'll be a lot of fun.
Tune in, everyone. It's Steven Schleicher. Take it easy. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, everybody.
Bye
now.
See ya. All right. So, my wife has been texting me.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You want the extended warranty?
Yeah, they're doing that whole
undercoating
process. Yeah. Do you want the rust protection? The heck do you mean? The heck do you mean? They say.
There's, by the way, I keep seeing signs out here for Kim Johnson, because there's a Kim Johnson out here that's running for school administrator, like the district
administrator.
I keep thinking I should steal one of these and send it out to you.
Why not? She'd love that.
She would.
Put it in my office or something. Okay. Oh, she said one more thing. It's the zip code that messed us up. Okay. Okay, cool. Oh, yeah, because they changed our... bastards. They changed our zip code here. And it keeps making it so it flags us. When we try to do the Apple plan, they go, oh, you're flagged. Sorry, you got to do the AT&T plan. And it's because our zip code is not the same as we tell them it is.
Oh, right. Okay.
Even though it is. And they're just real picky about what they're taking. So anyway, not important. What's important right now is that we get Veronica Ann Belmont in here. And we see what she's doing. And what
I hear she's trying to cut in line.
Well, that's what I hear too, bitch.
Oh, Veronica.
Veronica, and Belmont, Destroyer of Worlds, on the line. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Sleepy.
Oh, sleepy. Aww. We got you up. Hopefully
it's early there. It's only 9:18.
Yeah. No, I've been up since 7. Oh. Well, still sleepy, though.
You're an early bird. We're looking forward very much to... you're going to BlizzCon, right?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought you were for some reason.
They invited me, but I got the form where you have to say what media you're representing,
yeah,
and like what you're going to do there. It links to your previous stuff, and I just panicked and closed the tab and never went back.
Wow. Yeah, we could have... how could we have done that? You should have said... I'm the video game correspondent for the morning stream and see what they would have done.
I thought about it, but then
I was like, Laser.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not legit anymore. I'm sorry. And then I was like, if I say Engadget, they'll be like, okay, let's see your video game coverage on Engadget, Missy. Yeah.
Yeah. Quick, do a Dear Veronica about video games. Yeah. Quick,
fast, as quick as you can.
Well, it's okay, though. It's good to not have to travel. I'll just watch you guys.
Yeah. It'll be fine. And we'll keep you informed on how insanely sweaty and hot farts it is when we're there. So. Still my favorite thing ever. You told me in 2011, we're walking through the crowd and I said, oh my gosh, there's like 60,000 people in here. And you went, hot farts. And I never forgot it.
Sound like hot farts.
Yeah, it's all hot farts from here on out.
All day long.
Veronica comes on the show. We talk about video games because we all love them and play them and enjoy them. And I know that you're, you were going to finish the Witcher and then immediately found out that there was a DLC like that day.
It was that day. Yeah. It was unbelievable. I finally beat The Witcher, and I'm very happy with my outcome.
Yeah.
About 100 hours in,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And level 36, and then I open up the main screen. It's like DLC is now available.
Yep. Another 10 hours
for you to finish. They didn't want to.
It's another 10 hours. Are you back? Are you back in for 10 hours? What are you gonna do there?
I guess. I mean, I'm kind of trying to save myself for Fallout at this point.
Yeah.
And like actually get other stuff done before that happens. Mm-hmm. So
life things.
Yeah, life things, you know. Some work done. But
I understand completely. Well, that's all good. What's happening in the world of video games today that might be of note?
Well, we got all the details on the Steam controller.
Oh yeah,
which is exciting. Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to that?
I am. I wanted to wait for reviews, and the reviews have sort of been pretty good. Like, better than I expected. I kind of thought there was going to be a big learning curve with those pads, and people are saying those pads have a lot more control and precision than people expected. It seems solid. So yeah, I think I do want to pick one up. And they're what, like $49?
Yeah, it's coming out on November 10th, priced at $49.99. Yeah. And it sounds so far like it works very well, except for in a first-person shooter scenario. Mm. They're still saying that maybe, you know, it's stick with your mouse and keyboard or a controller that you previously enjoyed. But this one needs some work, has some work to do on that front.
Yeah, and if you're using one of the... So if you bought the Steam Link, for example, which is this $50... streaming device, it'll stream your Steam account to your TV. Mm-hmm. The idea with that was that you'd pair that with one of these new hot controllers, and you would have much better control over all the various kinds of games you like
full
to play.
Console feel, right?
And it's unfortunate to hear that shooters are not being well represented on that controller, given the fact that shooters are a huge part of gaming on PCs
or
otherwise.
Right.
But also part of me is glad to hear that I won't be playing people in competitive multiplayer on PC with a shooter that are you trying to fumble around with controllers and having a terrible time while I'm on a keyboard and mouse.
It sounds like it'll give a pretty good advantage to driving games because you can use those back paddles as shifters and maybe that'll... So yeah, if you're a big driving game fan, it sounds like this thing is actually great because you can use that left touchpad as a wheel. Mm-hmm. So maybe for... What's that game you guys all like?
Rocket League.
Rocket League.
Yeah,
it'll be good for Rocket League.
No kidding.
All that game all you guys like.
You know, that game you guys all play.
That game's really fun.
I'm not good at.
You should try that game more.
I'm not good at it either.
I'm pretty okay, but man, that's so much fun, that freaking thing.
I drive right past the ball so much. Like, there it goes. Wee,
there it goes.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I hope, I don't know, I hope that whatever the niche is that controller finds is a good one. They ended up caving at the last minute and putting an actual analog stick on there. I wonder if they may have done better to put two analog sticks in addition to the two pads, and then they could have at least had a traditional console shooter experience without having to mess with that second pad.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either, but it's cool. I mean, you know, I'm sure we'll see
updates and firmware updates and all sorts of stuff that make it work better for first-person shooters, so it'll probably be fine.
Mm. As a PC player, is this something that interests you as a way to extend the experience to the living room or whatever?
Not hugely. I mean, I kind of do all my PC gaming upstairs in my office. I don't really feel the need to connect it to my TV just yet because we still have the Xbox down there.
Yeah.
So maybe someday, but right now I'm happy with the way it is.
Yeah, I feel like I was really jazzed about this when it all got announced, and I feel like I'm just less interested. I think VR took the spotlight for me, and it's more what I'm interested in now, and I don't really care so much about beaming my gaming all over the house as I used to, or at least used to think I did.
Yeah.
So the hype train, maybe it's because Valve's been touting this and working on it for so freaking long that it has been forever.
Doesn't it feel like forever?
Yeah, Steam boxes and stuff, and the relative speed of the video game industry, it feels like it's been at least a couple of years.
Yeah.
And if that's true, then that's too long. It's just not enough to maintain everybody's interest, especially now in a crowded market of NVIDIA devices and 1,000 other things that you can stream your gaming to. And then you have, the casual market is pretty happy with what they may get out of the new Apple TV or are currently getting out of things like the Amazon Fire, and they may not care about the high fidelity PC thing. So I don't know. It's going to be a weird year, but I just want VR. When's that happening? What the hell's going on with that? That's supposed to be right now. Where's that Vive? It's supposed to be
in my hands.
Yeah, right. But only
it's
a few. Coming. I'll bet you get one. I'll bet
no,
Veronica and Belmont
gives
get
me
one.
Anything anymore, Scott.
We got to get you to get more things.
She has no street cred anymore with all that.
With any of that
stuff.
Hey,
I want to. So I do need help, though. Maybe you guys or your listeners can help. I want to upgrade my GTX 580. I've got the for my gaming PC. I don't know what to get. This is
I know the card world is weird. So I just
so old.
I just got a 980. I'm not ready to go full Titan level $1,000 card, but
no, I don't want to do that either.
I want to say the 980 ran me. I may have gotten a deal on it. It may have still, but
what
it was still like
$400. How do I know if it's going to work with my setup? Is there like a place I can go where I can check my specs and it can tell me what card to get?
Probably. Is this a doghouse machine?
Where's, it is.
Oh, they'll know.
Should I just ask them?
Yeah, I'd ask get a hold of John or somebody and just say, look, what's the, this is what my, you can do like a little system check. What do you call it? Forget what Windows called it.
Device manager,
is it? Whatever it is. And it'll say what board you've got, what motherboard, and they'll be able to tell you right then. My guess is, from knowing that you've got a 580, 560?
580.
That is probably no problem. I think it's still just PCI Express standard ass business there.
Okay.
So you should be okay. But I'd still check with John and he'll help you in a heartbeat.
I feel bad asking them questions because they helped me so much with my freaking Windows 10 problem. I'm like, hey, it's me. I'm back again.
Well, they'll love to. And I'll bet. And also, not only that, but I bet he get you like a screaming discount on a better card. So
we'll see.
I would try that out.
You.
And also, Veronica and I, sometime here, we haven't scheduled when, but we're going to do a little live streaming of some gaming and we'll let you guys know when so you can tune in.
Cool. Yeah, I want to get that on the calendar, man. We got to schedule it.
I know. You're so efficient and I'm sloppy joppy.
If things aren't on my calendar, they don't exist.
They don't really happen.
So it has to go on my calendar.
Yeah, I'll see things like you'll say things in Slack like, did we exist a month ago on Tuesday, the whatever? And I'm thinking, man, if it's not on her schedule, forget it. Anyway, we'll talk more. I'll get that figured out today, and we'll let people know what they can expect from that.
Well, we know for a fact that we existed today because it has been recorded as such.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure.
History.
Even coming into this today, I felt like I existed, but now I know. Veronica Belmont, thanks so much. Veronica on Twitter, everybody. Follow her, and we'll talk to you later.
See you, Veronica.
I know. All right. Sorry, I was kind of a blabbermouth in there. I didn't let you get in edgewise.
Oh, that's all right. I got nothing to, contribute as far as Witcher talk and even Steam.
Yeah.
I'm more of a learner on Steam because, I don't have a lot of Steam experience.
I do like Steam. Too much, maybe, I like Steam.
I like it. I just don't get enough time to play anything. Nothing.
I have a drug problem. You're printing rad 3D Hulk bodies, and I'm downloading a $10 Steam game. That's the difference between us.
I don't see one being better than the other. I think those are both awesome pursuits.
My phone says no service. You know what that means?
Oh, it means Kim's got your working phone.
It's switched over. She can make me do anything. All right.
I can actually text you now and she'll get it and I can say whatever I want.
You really could, yeah. You could send one of your 60, like the horse porn you always send me.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine. Look at this here. We got some emails and calls. They're actually brought to us by somebody. Who are they brought to us by?
Now available on CamcorderTV.com, Count Trehune presents his weirdest tale to date. Zombie American John Dawes is on trial for eating a woman in front of hundreds of witnesses. Will justice prevail, or will it be cast asunder by the demands of the defense and the angry mob outside of the courthouse? Find out in Zombie Lives Matter. Log on to CamcorderTV.com, find our podcast section, and click on Count Trehune's Feature of Fright to listen to the full episode. CamcorderTV.com. Humble beginnings. Big ideas.
I wonder if they get any heat for using the term Zombie Lives Matter and yeah, having it be a riff on the Black Lives Matter. I wonder if they get crap for that. They probably do.
Somebody's given crap for everything.
Yeah,
right?
There is always some crap to give.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Big pocket of crap always. Carry it with you.
Right. Right.
I had to block somebody on Twitter because of some crap.
Wow.
I don't do that. I don't do that very often. He's a listener of the show too. He's probably listening now. I don't know. But he was he was having a very unreasonable conversation with me. And I finally had to say, I can't do this anymore. And I had to block him.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like to do that, but when it happens, it's a rare moment. But he knew how to push my buttons.
Well, you've got to, exactly. You've got to really screw up to get to that point. And congratulations. You've really screwed up.
Yeah, way to go, buddy. Corey wrote in, says, Brian, this is to you.
Okay, hi, Corey.
I'm a few days behind on TMS, but you were talking about using hairspray on your printer. There's a kind of tape that is perfect for this, or that there's a link for below. It's called Captain Tape. Now, is that the stuff you're using now?
No, I was using painter's tape, and that was working well. Friday, an order arrived that I'd placed earlier in the week for BuildTech, which is a commercially made, specifically for 3D printers, rough surface that you can put on the plate, and it's been great ever since.
That sounds all right.
Yeah. Well, but I'll keep this link because, there's always new things to try, and maybe with Captain Tape, I can turn the speed up a little bit higher.
He claims it's also used as shielding tape in computers and electronics. Hope this helps. Yeah, so there you go. Gizmo Dork's Captain Tape for 3D printers, 6.25 by 100 feet. So you buy a big roll.
For just $29.99.
That's a good deal. Come to Ace Hardware. Jess wrote in, says, hey, Scott and Brian, just wanted to explain in Chinese. It's bad to give a clock as a gift, as it refers to saying that is related to death. And as for the umbrella, it refers to the breaking up of relationships.
Mm.
That's weird. An umbrella? Yeah. Why, though?
I don't know.
We have our own problem with umbrellas being opened indoors, right? Because we have our dumb...
Yeah, that's the bad luck thing.
Bad luck thing,
and,
which is...
And, you know, don't get me started on Rihanna and her whole thing with umbrellas.
Ella's A. Chinese giving a clock refers to death. I could see that.
Yeah.
But what if you wanted to buy a watch for a friend, a nice watch? Is that the same problem?
I guess it's the same thing.
All right. The word for clock and umbrella are implied to sound like the words for death and breaking up. So if you said, oh, look at the time. It's raining. I need my umbrella. That would be look at the death.
It's time to break up.
It's time to break up. Hope this clears up the confusion, says Jess. So there you go. Thank you, Jess. I don't know why you knew all that, but that's awesome. Don't forget, you can too submit your own questions to the show, themorningstream@gmail.com, or you can call them into our voicemail line at 801-471-0462. Before we leave, frogpants.com/TMS is our website, at morningstream, at Scott Johnson, at Coverville is where you'll find us on Twitter. Frogpants.reddit.com is our subreddit. And there's something else. There will be a new Boop show today. There was none last week. I apologize. Things were crazy. There was a new Core that went up this last weekend. That went up on Sunday. There was a new Film Sack that went up for Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Is that everything? And did you do a Coverville? I can't remember.
I have not yet. I decided I'm just gonna take that week off and do the John Lennon show this week. So
right, there you go. I'm looking forward to it. Imagine. All the podcasts.
Imagine all the podcasts.
Living in a world where someone tried to change the netcast, but nobody would do it.
You may say Leo's a dreamer.
You might say he's got a drobo. All right. having a little fun there. Let's get out. Let's go away. Let's come back tomorrow and do it again. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Brian, let's do music. You got music?
Yes, I do. And a friend of the show, CJ Boat wrote in, said, "Dear Salamander and Bleach, this weekend my wife of 13 years and I came to the amicable agreement that we are just too different from each other and have decided to go our separate ways as friends and equal parents to our two lovely children. While we are remaining the best of friends, the transition is hard and sad and enough for me to sink into the deepest depression I could possibly ever get to. I'd like to request something to help me get through these days, something motivational in the rock spectrum somewhere. I trust your opinion, Mr. Music Man, obligatory country version of a fast food chain commercial. Here, go Hootie."
Gosh dang it.
"The tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch."
Got it.
"For those who are sending their sympathy, thank you, but I would prefer them to be sent in the form of booze. Voodoo buckets at Dragon Con next year. Yes, please." Signed, CJ. Well, very hard, very sorry to hear that, CJ and Rachel. But I think being able to recognize that and understand that before things get so bad that you hate each other and that the relationship and the relationship with your children suffers, I think is hugely mature and hugely impressive. So good on you for that.
I'm in full agreement, by the way. That's the way to do it. If you're going to do this, if you're at that place, and even though it's still not hard, you guys seem to have done it the right way. So
exactly. And going through the library, it's funny. When you're looking for something to fit this, it's like, oh yeah, nope, the lyrics on that certainly wouldn't be right. Oh yeah, no breakup songs, no love songs, no romance songs, something upbeat. So let's go with something upbeat. And this is a song that never, ever fails to get me into a good mood if I'm feeling low. And this is a great version of it. It's Streetlight Manifesto from their 2010 album, 99 Songs of a Revolution, Volume 1. Still waiting for a Volume 2, people. This is Paul Simon's Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard.
I love this song.
Yes.
All right.
Happy song.
It's a great song. Let's play it. We'll be back tomorrow. And we can't wait to see you all again. Thank you, live listeners. Thank you, everyone at home. We'll see you then.
Yeah, Mama Pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and started to confess. It's against the law. It was against the law. When the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground. Every time the name gets mentioned, the papa said, "Oi, forget that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention." Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye, Rahu.
Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Shit, okay.